Promises from the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous. Step 1. A promise that being teachable, we can give up old thought and behavior patterns which have failed us in the past, including our attempt to control our eating and our weight. Step 2. A promise that God will help us with every decision, even food choices and amounts. A promise of a healing that will relieve us of the compulsion to overeat and bring stability to our unbalanced lives. Step 3. A promise that when we ask God for the willingness and ability to live within guidelines, we receive this willingness. We can count on this without fail. A promise that we can depend on God to eliminate our yearning for the kind of eating that harms us. A promise that what used to be a hunch or occasional inspirational thought gradually becomes a working part of the mind. A promise that once we compulsive overeaters truly take the third step, we cannot fail to recover. Step 4. A promise that as we face problems, they lose the power to overwhelm and control us. A promise that we are moving beyond the food and the emotional havoc to a fuller living experience. Step 5. A promise that once we have taken this step, we will no longer have anything to hide. A promise that we will begin to see reality. A promise that we gain a new perspective. A promise that we begin to feel a sense of relief. A promise that we begin to forgive ourselves. A promise that we will begin to see ourselves as capable, honest, and strong. A promise that it is possible for us to change and recover. A promise that we are nearer to God and more capable of trusting others. A promise that the fruits of doing step 5 will appear. A promise that the great burden of our past has been lifted. Step 6. A promise like step 3, I can let God. I cannot. God can. I think I will let God. A promise that we cannot fail. A promise that we will become wiser, saner, and more effective. A promise that we will find that we can cope with good times and bad and grow spiritually. Step 7. A promise that higher power will grant us greater and greater humility. A promise that God will do the rest and remove our shortcomings. A promise that God does for us what we cannot do for ourselves. Step 8. A promise that we will learn how to forgive ourselves and others. A promise that we can be freed of our resentments and end forgiveness. A promise that by praying for other people and asking them to be blessed, our feelings will change. Step 9. A promise that our lives are changed, our broken relationships mended, and the ill will which poisoned our hearts is washed away. A promise that those who have completed step 9 have always found it more than worth the effort. A promise that when we finish this step, most of us feel closer to our higher power than ever before. A promise that as we have dealt lovingly with every person in our lives, our spiritual awakening has become a reality. A promise that we have cleaned up the wreckage of the past to the best of our ability. A promise that we are at peace with the world and we can face the future with a new confidence. A promise that we no longer need the crutch of excess food because we have found a new way that nourishes us physically, emotionally, and spiritually. Step 10. A promise that this step helps us experience recovery every day. A promise that this step will allow us to recognize feelings, walk through pain, and turn it over to higher power. A promise that spot check inventory becomes a habit. A promise that we will have a new level of honesty. A promise that anything that we can imagine, we can do with help from higher power. A promise that God will help us let go of our defects and replace them with positive habits of thinking and acting. Step 11. A promise of the direction and strength we need to live the rest of the day effectively. A promise that nothing can destroy our relationship with this source of healing and strength, or higher power, if we keep talking. Step 12. A promise of a spiritual awakening. A promise of a message of hope for other compulsive overeaters. A promise of a miracle on physical, emotional, and spiritual levels. A promise that we do not have to fear anything, not even food. A promise that we are freed of the obsession. A promise that we are restored to sanity. This literature has been locally produced by Northern Virginia Intergroup. The content reflects the experience, strength, and hope of our local members. It is not OA conference or board approved, and does not represent OA as a whole.